Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Backlog this topic, but I started a new show yesterday called Landman. You heard about this at all?
No.
It's the guy Tyler Sheridan that makes all every TV show pretty much, like Yellowstone and shit.
Mm-hmm. I just finished Yellowstone.
Terrible ending.
I didn't hate it.
I thought that finale was terrible.
Right, Dave, you have a heart out at one?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, so this new show, Landman. Billy Bob Thornton, whatever the show's about. It's about the oil business. Not that interesting as far as that goes yet. The craziest thing on the show is that they have, Billy Bob Thornton's daughter is supposed to be, I double checked this because I couldn't believe it, a 17-year-old girl is coming to stay with him for a little bit. And she's definitely a hot, like 20-something-year-old. But oh, I don't understand why they made the character 17, because they keep making a lot of the point of her storyline is all these adult men want to fuck her. They've already showed her naked. They've showed her ass. They've talked about her fucking and how much she loves to get cummed on. She's supposed to be 17. I just think it's weird that they're able to do that.
I think 17-year-old girls are doing that, dude. I mean 17-year-old girls fucking older men that were getting cummed on?
No, I'm not arguing that. It's not what she's fucking an older guy. I'm just surprised.
Let's go to the stats on that. How many 17-year-olds are getting cummed on?
How much they sexualize this chick is bizarre. I mean, she's smoking hot. I get it. I just don't understand why
she doesn't look 17.
I don't know. She's not 17. I just don't understand why they made the character 17.
If you ever watch that show on HBO, and if we're not talking about it on this show, we should move on because we should go into the thing we're doing. But you know, there was that show on HBO. What's the one about like all the high school kids? The whole show is them getting
Euphoria.
Euphoria. Like I think that's a thing in it's like provocative and it's like kids. And I think a lot of pedophiles watch it and beat their dicks to it.
Sure.
But you know, I mean, I'm going to go look up these sex scenes now, Jay. Thanks.
No sex scenes.
I think a lot of pedophiles watch it and beat their dick to it. Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah. No, so I mean, if you got a link so I can make sure that I avoid this show, that would be pretty sick.
No,
Lewis is actually going to catch other pedophiles, so he has to get into their mind space.
I'm not even saying the idea of having the hot 17-year-olds like a wacky foreign concept. It's that they give you so much to understand it by showing her naked a bunch.
All right. Well, welcome to the Friday Night Hang.
Hell yeah.
Friday Night Hang.
What's up, boys?
Yep.
After this, so should we say what we're doing on today's episode, which is it's a special episode. We don't typically do this on the show. We've done it with like we've done watch alongs with like, you know, those videos, Generation Hope and whatnot, but have we ever done a comedy special watch along?
I think we've gone.
No, I mean, we played like clips of Hannah Gadsby, but I don't think we did like an actual watch along.
Yeah. So Jamie Foxx put out a quote unquote comedy special. And apparently it's ridiculous. Jay has watched it. Alex has watched it. Jay, you said that there is maybe 10 minutes of actual comedy in it.
Tops.
Me and you, Lewis, but are you like me? I have not seen. I saw that it was on Netflix. I haven't seen a clip. I haven't seen anything.
I saw just like a clip of him crying, I think, at one point.
Well, let me give you the context that it's why the world was sort of ready and excited for this. Because, you know, Jamie Foxx, famously at this point, though, was like super sick and he was in the hospital. And
did he have a stroke, was it?
He had a stroke, yeah. But they were never like quite saying what it was. And then he was okay. Then they said he wasn't okay at all. But the big speculation was that this was somehow Diddy did this to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the COVID vaccine and then I heard Diddy. I heard a couple different, very different conspiracy theories.
Listen, in 2024, it's one of those two things.
Yeah.
If anybody passes out, it's either the vaccine or Diddy.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. So
every problem can fall under the COVID or Diddy umbrella. He's gonna pick one.
All right. you got a problem. Well, first things first, which umbrella are we putting this problem under? Goes, is this a vaccine issue or a Diddy issue?
He goes, COVID or Diddy. There's two lines.
COVID, we don't really name the Friday Night Hangs, but this one is named COVID or Diddy.
COVID or Diddy. Diddy COVID. But yeah, so, and it was fun. So I was watching it. I came for the Diddy allegation. I stayed for the insanity.
You stayed for the COVID?
I stayed for the insanity because, wow. He says immediately, and I thought it was going to be like a Artie Lang book, like head fake in his own thing. I thought at the end he was going to be like, okay, Diddy, I was at this party and blah, 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 and this did happen. He says almost immediately and especially comes out, he goes, everybody's wondering if Diddy did it. Did he do it? He thought that was a good joke because he hasn't watched anything except his own stuff. That's
he
the other
thing.
You
see special?
When, oh, yeah. You see it when celebrities put out specials.
Let's watch it.
They say like the most basic jokes, but I'm saying he says, but it says uneventful. He just says that Diddy didn't. He's like, nah, he didn't do it. I left those parties early and moves on immediately. Never comes up again. It's a complete non thing at all. The Diddy stuff at all. So it got people to watch this and now everyone hates it.
So that was it. It was a bait and switch.
Basically, yeah, he never again mentioned, he says Diddy's name again, but nothing about like doing anything to him. But then people are speculating that after, well, not speculating, some people are saying after the show at the live taping that he said that Diddy, it was at a party and Diddy did do something to, but who knows? It's all horseshit.
Well, all right. So we have a little bit of time here. I'd love to be able to get through the whole special. We'll see if we're going to. How long is the actual special, Alex?
It's over an hour.
Over an
hour. No chance.
Son of a bitch.
No, you don't need to see.
Let's see. Let's get through some of it.
I'm going to start you guys off strong on the intro. The second he gets on stage. All right.
Great. I'll say it's a cool opening. Alex, you don't have to pause it every time we talk. I would say maybe bring the volume down.
He's doing the Kevin Hart symbol. Kevin Hart symbol.
A nice shot, I'll say this much. Just from a production standpoint,
it's like, already falling apart.
It looks
already
good
in production,
already falling to pieces.
He's crying.
Oh, yeah,
he's already crying.
He's crying and he's blind.
That's why he wore all leather so the water wouldn't stain. This is now a little sexy.
I'm back, keep it playing. Well, Jay, you said it was over an hour. You didn't tell me that there was 18 minutes of intro music where he dances.
Oh,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's just a full hour of I'm on another level. They don't even go into a verse. It's just that chorus.
If you count all dancing and herky-jerky movements, the special's about 25 minutes.
I am opening my next special exactly like this. I swear, guys, I'm doing
the crying,
a big old dance.
Everything.
I'm gonna cry. This is crazy already. I'm so happy. DJ, cut that shit. His daughter was
give
DJ?
It up for his daughter.
She introduced him.
Oh, I should have put that in there. I don't know.
She's the attractive one.
I'm still sexy.
Don't worry. The other one comes out too.
It's so funny. I'm so sexy though. You see, that's just, it's such a black guy thing to do in comedy. It's like, my dick is big. I'm sexy and rich. No.
Well, that's what I said. The interesting thing about,
Alex, once again, you don't have to pause it every time we talk. Just pull the volume down a lot. Cause if there's nothing interesting, there's nothing super interesting happening.
Oh, I thought you took all parts that were interesting. There's a lot of interesting in this, but I
feel like I just know when there's stuff coming up, so I'm gonna.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Sure. You know, say no more, Alex. Thank you for doing your job, right,
Lewis? Her produce.
Yeah, Lewis.
Let her cook.
No more.
Let her cook.
My life. No. Pause it. I didn't say the thing yet. This was like the ushering in of a Def Comedy Jam and '90s rap. That was all the influence of that. That's where Def Jam, if you notice, was the first comedy that didn't lean on self-deprecation at all. It was all outward. I fuck good. I got a huge dick.
No, it was all N-word.
Motherfucker. Yeah. But do you know what I'm saying though? It was all brag. It was like, you know, I got money. I got blah, blah, blah. I remember in Philly, Buck the Fuck Wild. That was like their big thing is I'm rich and fucking.
That's my knock on Jason Ellis's comedy because literally every joke is like, I'm tough and I fuck.
It was until me and Kim Congdon, you just turn the volume up. On the thing, it goes, it was in me ass.
Shit. Yeah, it's like comedy, like, I guess white comedy. It's just supposed to be self-deprecating. That's what we grew up on. And granted, I did grow up on Def Comedy Jam and Black Comedy. I did really like it, like the bravado and the performance of it.
I loved it.
But what I connected with was, you know, when I started getting into comedy, it was the self-deprecation. Howard Stern, the little dick thing, that was like, I got that way more as going into like my teenage years. I was like, oh no, that's funny. It's not funny to say you have a big dick and you had a
blow. I just kind of bought the culture of both. Like, I was already a huge comedy fan by the time Def Jam came out, but like, I didn't even know why Def Jam was different. Like, it didn't make sense. Didn't dawn on me there that it was all like braggadocious, but it went in line with like the hip hop of the time. You know what I mean? Of course. It was like all the hip hop was like, I got all this. Well, even then,
all the rock music was like, you know, I'm a loser and a faggot.
It really is so fucking funny. Patrice had that whole thing on how the song Creep speaks to white people's soul whatever. But it is really funny that everything white people got into was like, I'm going to cut myself because I'm a piece of shit, I'm ugly.
And so black people should hate their parents.
It's like, yeah, I guess this is what happens when you don't have parents to hate.
And then the black people were like, what about when you try to fuck a bitch and she got them badass kids? I'm going to blow my nose real quick.
Good. You can start playing it, Alex.
God be the glory. God is good.
Jesus.
And all the time. Man, I ain't gonna
let him cook, Lewis.
I mean, Dave, I understand you love God.
My life.
This is how I'm opening my special.
Atlanta saved my life. The internet tried to kill me, though. They said I was paralyzed. Said I couldn't walk. But look at me now.
No.
Guys, you know what I'm thinking? I've been kind of critical, but I'm starting to think that Anthony Cumia is right.
I thought you were saying you're wasting time writing.
Crazy that we were just talking about how braggadocious black comedy is, and he's bragging about being able to walk?
Yeah, well, you know, it's all
a pretty low bar.
Kill me though.
Good.
There it is. Here's
the internet
the
said that Puffy tried to kill me. That's what the internet was saying. I know what you're thinking. Did he?
The pride he has himself in that joke and the audience giving it up to him when this is something that was said by a fucking 12-year-old on the internet, I'm sure the next day.
I was out by 9, nigga. Something don't look right, nigga.
It also seems like he's just trying to cover his own ass because he knows he's been seen at these parties and now he's pretending to leave at 9 o'clock.
Well, I know. Jamie Foxx also, like, notoriously has been accused of, like, having the weird... He's the one, like, they say they have naked basketball, dude, basketball games at his house and shit.
Yeah, but that could just be hilarious. We've done the all-nude podcast.
That's not why they're doing it, though. It's not that. They weren't doing
it. I will say, if we did an all-nude basketball game, it would be hilarious.
Be the funniest thing that's ever happened on the internet ever.
Dude, we can re-challenge Matt and Shane to an all-nude, all-dude basketball game. If they have the actual balls to fucking bring it. I bet you, I will say very clearly, Jay, we would beat them in a 2-on-2 all-nude, all-dude basketball game. I would put a gun in the butt on it, unquestionably.
Why?
Why? Because I think that they're going to be way more uncomfortable being all nude, all dude, and I'm going to start grinding on them. I'll do really
weird
things.
You're wrong about that, dude. You're wrong about them being young. I am also not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, but what if, like, you guys win the game when you're nude, and then you can literally be like, oh, you guys didn't blow us out that first time. That was just the shorts.
Yeah.
You know, like, it wasn't you.
I was wearing that heavy jersey. It was keeping me from skying.
So now he does exactly 2 straight minutes of jokes. I don't know if you want to skip those and get to the meat, but
no.
He does the impressions, right?
No, the impressions come later. This is Diddy Parties and Cat Williams. It's kind of boring.
Yeah. No, it's Cat Williams impression. That's all it is. Okay. There's no value to what he's saying.
Fast forward. It's fine.
It's a Cat Williams impression. It's like,
Alex, you don't have to ask us either. Just like let it flow. I do trust you.
Well, I remember it, so tell me, because I'll tell you if there's things...
Never mind. Completely do the opposite of what I just said.
This is, like, right when the Cat Williams bit is ending.
Okay. So, yeah, what we're paying attention for now... And you can just lower it. What you're doing?
Sure I was here.
He wants the audience several times in this special to latch on to a phrase.
Cat Williams might be on
to
something.
He latched on a phrase. So two of the two phrases he wants you to latch on to. Do you remember, Alex?
It is a mystery.
Is Atlanta saved my life, and if I could stay funny, I could stay alive. What you're listening for in the special, guys, and have a good time, because I have a couple of these. One of these is already a drop on a bonfire. The audience in this special gives up on it being a comedy special, in fact, and starts treating it like they're in church. So when he's saying things, you hear a lot of like, all right now. Amen.
Exactly what happened to me. All I could tell you is that I appreciate every prayer.
He also does this a lot where I kept thinking
every prayer
that there was going to be like these like setups seemed like he was waiting to hit him with like a wacky thing at the end of it that was going to be funny. They don't. These moments are always just moments.
I see people on the street and they roll their window down and yell out, man, we glad you're here. As I look out and I see my family and I.
Doesn't it seem like the rhythm's going to be like a punchline?
Yeah. What's a comedy special?
I can't tell you how good it feels. If you can see it through here, it feels amazing.
It's not only that there's no punchline coming, it seems like he's ad-libbing it. Like he didn't even ramble out like a powerful thing.
Right here in Atlanta. So it's fitting that I came back here to tell you the story, because what had happened was
he didn't think about this at all.
It genuinely seems like he didn't prepare.
The lighting change. Did you guys catch the lighting change?
Yeah.
Oh, lighting change. That's one of the least.
Well, he's blue. He's blue now.
There's a couple of stage things that are batshit.
Wow, man. Please, Lord, let me get through this.
Atlanta saved my life. And by the way, when he starts having lulls in his own things, they start yelling back at him. He goes, "Atlanta saved your life." This is
Atlanta saved your life. Headache.
And I asked my boy for aspirin. And I realized quickly that when you're in a medical emergency, your boys don't know what the fuck to do. And I was like, damn. But I was having such a bad headache. So I asked my boy, I said, listen, I need a aspirin. Before I could get the aspirin.
It seems like he's avoiding the funny. I almost thought he was going to go into a thing.
Did they have the snap? The light went out and then music played?
I don't remember 20 days.
Oh, boy.
What they told me was that.
Like, did you miss the first of the month? Oh, no.
And that doctor just gave me a cortisone shot and sent me home. Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck is that?
Oh.
I don't know if you can do Yelps for doctors, but that's half a star, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he good. Get him on that. What the fuck? But my sister said no. 4'11".
Yeah. Of nothing. The closed caption is so important.
Said that something's wrong with my brother. She came over to see me, and I was. They told me I was lethargic, and she says, get him in the car. That ain't my brother right there. My little sister, who's always played the background, now got to play the lead.
Amen.
They say she drove around Atlanta sort of aimlessly. She didn't really know where the hospital was.
It's kind of like this special.
As she was driving around, she came upon.
You know, we have something in common. We just kind of go around aimlessly.
It's almost like she got behind the wheel, no clue where she was going. Just kind of started crying.
Didn't understand directions.
As she drove around, she didn't know anything about Piedmont Hospital, but she had a hunch that some angels is in there.
Dave's like, all right, I'm on point with this.
Well, I just want to see where he's going.
They're giving reactions that, like, my audience would stare at me blankly.
I love you, Ben. Atlanta saved my life.
Doggy, I'm saying Atlanta saved my life this entire weekend in Austin for no reason. I promise you, I'm going to send you guys a video of me saying Atlanta saved my life 30 times is my goal per show.
Cool white boy, they say he had on a Laker jersey, just cool.
By the way, pause it here. This is a point I'd like to make. Pause it. This is a point I want to make here for sure. That was the first thing that hit me that was so annoying. He's like, then this cool white boy doctor came in there. That trivialization would be so heavily scrutinized the other direction. What? I don't know why that bugs me all the time. If you were like, my doctor comes in this, if you were like this goofy cool black
guy, I don't know if that would be.
If you have a black doctor, he's going to be cool.
If you Jay. Said, if you, if I said my cool black,
it's, not
my,
the, it's, my, the, it's the boy, it's the boy thing of it.
Jay, white how boy. Am I supposed to describe my cool black doctor? He was literally smoking a cool cigarette as he walked into the room. I went, that's one cool fucking black doctor right there. By the way, send me home with a cortisone shot. Nearly killed me.
By the way. It wouldn't strike me at all if he was doing a comedy special and said that. Does that make sense? The fact that he's like, in his earnest thing, he was like, and then my life was saved by this cool white boy doctor. Seems like a weird trivialization.
I get your point.
He told my sister some horrible news about...
If he doesn't do a goofy white guy voice, I'm going to be pretty upset.
I don't think he does.
He said... He's having a brain bleed.
Nope.
He's having a brain bleed.
Should have done that. Your brother is having a brain bleed. Now this let corny me ass. Pay my taxes like a good citizen.
You're having a stroke, not the good kind.
Oh, you see, these words here's in this thing. Book taught me a lot of different medical terminology.
You don't dream tragedy. You dream everything is good. I got the life.
So here's what he starts doing. Here's what you start realizing. This guy is acting.
You don't dream this.
This is not an emotional, real moment because
does go wrong.
His wording here, where he starts saying another line he wants to latch on to. Jamie Foxx don't have a stroke. Speaks by himself in the third person.
Full of nothing but love.
It seems like he's genuinely surprised that short people are capable of love.
Cool doctor with the Laker jersey.
4'11". Can you believe it?
He's having this brain bleed that lets him.
Can't even get stuff off the top of the refrigerator. Right, this bitch loves me.
What I was told was my sister fired right back and said, you can go in his head, but you ain't gonna find nothing. He said, why you say that? She said, have you seen how big this nigga's head is? My sister made a joke because sometimes...
Nah, that's good someone did.
To keep from crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes people cry in the middle of a comedy special to keep from laughing.
The audience is crying.
Is it only fat black women that like Jamie Foxx?
Yes.
The doctor said, if I don't go in his head, we're going to lose him. And she fired back and said, you can go in his head, but you're not going to find anything because I already talked to God.
I'd say, as the believer on the podcast, I'd say you're still going to want to have those doctors take a look at it.
But I got to do my job. So what I was told is that they take me in to operate on me, and my sister knelt down outside the operating room and prayed the whole time.
Was this billed as a comedy special?
It would it would be so annoying. Like, if somebody just kept on all writing my setups,
it was kind of.
I'd have them removed. I'm like, can you remove this person? I don't need your help, bitch.
It's already nominated for something for a stand-up special.
I see the light. I see the light. I was in that tunnel, though. It was hot in that tunnel. Shit, am I going to the wrong place in this motherfucker? Because I looked at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil, like, come on, nigga. Was that puppet?
But.
Fucking puppet.
He had like a flaming bottle of Johnson and. No, I'm just kidding. Come on in here, nigga. No, I'm just kidding.
Aren't these the worst, like, most basic first thought things he said? I mean, the devil's down there holding baby oil.
But my sister,
damn, it's bad.
Prayed the whole time. And when that cool white dude, Dr. Schutte, came out, he said, well, you was right. Your prayers.
He probably said you were right.
Find where it was coming from. But he is having a stroke. He may be able to make a full recovery, but it's going to be the worst year of his life.
Damn, why does Keith Robinson have to walk around the way he walks around and Jamie Foxx gets to be normal again?
Oh, I saw Keith the other day. He's not happy about this.
He's taking the stroke fucking juice.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have like a fun stroke that immobilizes him.
Atlanta saved your life.
This moment.
Patrice had to die from a stroke and we had to save Jamie Foxx. Fuck off, Dr. Schutte.
You do take it for granted. But I'm going to tell you something about my sister.
She's 4'11".
Deidre Dixon and my daughter, Corinne Marie Fox. They held me the fuck down. Nobody sees him.
Dude, I don't know what the white version of this is, but it is like catnip for fat black ladies. They are loving this.
They didn't want you to see me.
Yeah, by the way, he's not the reason he's not changing what he's doing. He would probably adjust if everyone wasn't murdering.
This is a religious experience for these people.
There's another reason, too, why my daughter didn't want nobody to see me, because I was dizzy from the stroke. I was so dizzy. So my head would do this. Stop laughing.
Told him so to
this
stop
is, laughing. This, ahead, nigga, all of this is his and comedy says, bit.
They gonna meme the fuck out of this motherfucker. Because I was doing that. But now I have a better appreciation when I see people out and they doing this. I'd be like, oh, I know what that is. What's up? What's up with you? What's up? Just chilling. Just hanging out. What's up?
When you said nothing funny, the crowd's so hungry for a laugh that they're accepting this.
They're hungry for chicken wings, Jay.
Huh?
They're hungry for chicken wings.
Thank you so much. I feel good. 20 days, I don't remember.
Stop having a personal conversation with one person in the crowd.
On May 4th, I woke up.
Light change.
When I woke up, I found myself in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. Couldn't walk, bro. In a wheelchair.
Damn.
And I was like, what the fuck is, why am I in a wheelchair? You know, I'm just coming out of some shit. I looked at Dave Brown, my boy. I said, Dave, what the fuck am I doing in a wheelchair? He said, Fox, you don't remember? No, why? What y'all doing? He said, Fox, you had a stroke. Dave, knock it off, man. Jamie Foxx don't get strokes. He said, Fox, you don't remember? I don't remember, but I know Jamie Foxx ain't got no stroke. Because I'm Jamie Foxx. Jamie motherfucking Foxx. He said, Fox, you had a stroke, and don't try to get out of that chair because you can't walk. I said, nigga, shit.
Was
good
nice
camera
boots.
Work. Good camera work.
What the fuck you do to my legs, Dave? I said, Dave, what's going on, man? He said, Fox, it's real.
Oh, this is the acting.
Come on, Dave, man, that's a horrible joke.
He's talking to you, Dave. He's talking about your last special.
I mean,
right here.
Can't all be bangers like this.
It's a bad joke, Dave.
Come on, man.
Can we get that? Can we have that as a drop for the show in the future if Dave ever makes a bad joke? Bad joke, Dave.
I love you, Beck. I love the strokes. I don't get strokes. That's old man shit, man. I don't get no stroke, nigga. Stop this fucking prank.
This is acting.
They flew me to Chicago for my rehab. Chi-town. Right there. They took care of me.
This is psychotic.
Sherry Ryan, right over there.
This what?
Stop naming everybody's full names. Nobody knows who these people are.
Took care
cool
of
white
me.
Dude.
But when I got to the rehab, there was this lady that was all over me. She was all over me, brushing my teeth and washing my face.
Bro, I don't think she was hitting on you. They do that for everyone.
Who is this bitch all over me? She all over me, nigga. I said, Dave, is she a fan? Did she see Django? Like, why is she? Why is she all over me like this, dog? And Dave says something that stopped me in my tracks. He says, Fox, that's your nurse. I said, what kind of old man shit is that? So the first night, she says, okay, time for the showers. I said, okay. Somebody put me in a chair, get me to the water, I'll knock it out. She says, no, I'm gonna bathe you. I said, no, the fuck you ain't. She says, well, I said, no. You're not finna see this pickle.
She calls his dick a pickle the entire special from here on out.
I said, no, because the shit goes along with this pickle. I'm black. I'm Jamie Foxx. It's a whole lot of shit going on here with this pickle. I just can't let you see this pickle just out the package that quick. I said, it's something going along with that. I don't know if it's been cold. And fellas, you know how it is. You don't ever just take your pants off right away in front of your girl. You gotta.
He also has weirdly the same delivery as Kevin Hart.
Have your girl ever pull your drawers up? Bitch, hold on. What's wrong? Ain't nothing in this motherfucker yet. And that shit be stuck to your thigh and shit. She's like, are you okay? No, you got to give me a three count. Give me a three count before you expose my pickle like that. I gotta, you know, that bitch, you know, even if we ain't finna fuck, it gotta have a certain. So I'm saying this to the lady. I said, you can't see my pickle. And then she hit me with some crazy shit. She said, Jay, you don't remember, do you? What? I've been bathing you for the past month and a half. I said, mystery.
If you were just to write these words on paper, you wouldn't understand how that was a joke.
You been in there? She says, I've been all in there. God damn. All in there? Yes, all in there. Fuck. That affected me more than a stroke. I'm like, damn, is my dick dead? Because I need my dick. But yeah.
We now back up a second.
She said she's been all
that was the most strange and out of place
shot.
It's shot of that chick. I rewound this twice at home to show Christine. I was like,
now, right here.
Weird. It shoots. It shoots like right to this girl. Like
just
like
to some young girl.
Yeah,
like,
it's strange.
That was a bizarre cut.
Maybe we're just creeps and we just saw a pretty young face and our eyes went there. Do you think they were purposely trying to shoot that?
I don't know necessarily if it's her. It's just a weak. Yes, I do. I think it's her. And it's a weird shot in general. Why push out into the audience from next to him?
I need my dick.
Yeah, zooming in on her. It's a little weird.
All in there. And then I asked a silly question. I said, well, was I representing? She says, I don't know what that means. She don't know what that means, but we know what the fuck that means. Right, brother? I'm like, fuck. Shit.
Wow, Jamie, your problems are so real.
And I don't remember her seeing it. So it hit me. I ain't seen my dick in 20 days. So I rushed to the bathroom, pulled my pants down, looked down. That motherfucker had a stroke too.
It was a joke.
I said, man, what's wrong?
That is a joke.
That was a joke.
What happened? I don't know, nigga. The lights went off.
It's not a good one.
You cool?
Not a good one, but it's a joke.
No.
It counts.
Bitch, I couldn't do nothing.
He's on the board.
Okay, you gotta give him some points, Jay. Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Be so critical, Jay. It's not all about you, how brilliant you are at comedy. Sometimes you gotta let the lesser thans get a shot.
That's something that's living inside of you, saying that.
I'm Jamie Foxx. I don't need no fucking therapist. Why did this shit even happen to me in the first place? I'm Jamie motherfucking Foxx. So every therapist that came in, I said, get the fuck out of here. I don't wanna do this shit. I felt like a Wesley Snipes. Well, in New Jack City.
Buckle up for 3 minutes of this.
At the table at the end, and G Money would walk up. Yo, you know, get the fuck out. Huh? Is that what this is about? Over a fucking skeezer? I don't give a shit about that whole bitch.
And now they're giving a reaction, yeah, yeah. So he does the entire thing.
Well, I'll be goddamn.
you want to fast forward this part?
If I'd have been what?
I don't know. Do you hate New Jack City?
That's what I thought you said.
I don't remember New Jack City, to be honest with you.
Nothing.
I remember really liking it.
I don't know if I've ever seen New Jack City front to back.
Yo, Nino, get the fuck out. That's my movie. Remember the old dude? Your soul is required in hell, young man. get you in here selling drugs to your own people.
Is he nailing the impression at least?
Cancel this bitch.
I'll buy me another one. I think it's pretty good.
Sit your $5 ass down. That's my audience. That's Atlanta. Huh. Yeah.
That's Atlanta.
Atlanta saved his life.
I was Wesley Snipes. I was arrogant. I'm Jamie Foxx. I don't need nothing. I don't want to see no therapist. They say you got a second chance. I don't want a fucking second chance. What's wrong with my first chance? What's wrong with my first chance?
That's my favorite thing about the whole special. Yo. So oh, I was, dang.
Do they like mic the audience purposely? They must have, right? I was,
no, it's that quiet.
Are black people just that loud at a show?
Other part of the room, I heard him go, "We need Holly."
Who the fuck is Holly?
Who the fuck is that? Yep. We need Holly for this one. Only Holly can get him going. Holly is the one. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about no Holly. She gonna get the same shit. When she come in here on that bullshit. You know,
can you just pause, can I just make one point right now? Pause it for a second. I don't know what he's talking about.
I am so lost.
I'm lost in the story. Is what is happening right now in the story? It's gone so far away from like whatever reality was.
Physical therapy.
He's in physical therapy right now.
Yeah, rehab.
Okay.
We got to get Holly. I'm like, man, fuck Holly. So I'm laying in my bed. That's all I could do every day. I could walk a little bit, but I couldn't walk. So it's early in the morning. I hear, get up. God damn. I'm Holly, motherfucker. I said, hey, Holly, yes, listen, you gotta knock the shit off. This whole Jamie Foxx shit. Stop this arrogant bullshit. That stroke doesn't give a fuck about who you are. I'm Holly, motherfucker. All of this, I'm Jamie Foxx and this Wesley Snipes shit you're doing.
Everyone wanted you to stop that impression after you did it for an hour.
I'm Holly, and I can get you there, but you got to tell me the truth and cut this Jamie Foxx shit. I said, yeah, yeah, Miss Lady, I'm good. Oh, you good? You think you can beat this shit? I said, yeah, walk to me right now. I said, yeah.
Damn, bro.
Said, I can help you, Jamie Foxx. But you got to tell me what's really going on with you. You're dizzy, right? I said, yes, ma'am. You're so dizzy you can't walk. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, you remember the movie Karate Kid? I said, yes. She said, we're going to wax on, wax off. I said, what that means? She says, I'm going to help you with that dizziness. So you
can you're going to clean my car.
She said, take your right hand and put it on your
hey, you dumb black, paint my fence, all right? That's what we're going to do today.
Close your eyes and I fell. She picked me back up. Come on, Jamie. I want you to look left, and I want you to look right. I look left, I look right, I fell. She said, come on, Jamie Foxx. This is it. Look left and look right. I look left, I look right, I got that. And then she said, now, Jamie Foxx, now you got that? I want you to look up and look down. I look up, look down, I got dizzy.
Then she goes, I don't actually work here. I'm just fucking with you.
I don't want to do this no more, man. Why this happened to me? I'm Jamie Foxx. I don't want to do this. And she said, I got 15 more minutes left. I'm Holly, motherfucker. You look left and you look right. I look left, look right. She said, go to sleep.
Was Holly a nurse?
Next morning, get up, God
damn. A therapist.
You got to get a bell around your neck or something. She said, look left, look right. Look up, look down. I said, yeah. You gotta kill that old Jamie Foxx.
The one white guy there? Is that the doctor?
It's gotta be.
It's Dr.
Somebody
Shooter.
On staff. Probably is. Somebody on staff.
Next morning came, Holly came in. I was already out of bed. Hey, bitch. I knew you was coming, bitch. I'm up. Knock it the fuck off. Left, right, up, down. Get the fuck out of here. So I got down again, and Holly took me into the big facility, but there's other patients in there. And I was down in a dump. She says, what's your fucking problem? What is your problem? You don't want to fight? She said, Jamie, when you walk in this facility, look to the left of you. Of people that ain't gonna get out of here. And I did. I looked. I was a quadriplegic. It was a person in a wheelchair. It was another guy's whole side was gone. She said, they not getting out of here. And there was one little white lady. All she could do was turn this little pinwheel. She said, what do you think now? And I wept, cried.
No shit.
I said, God, to all the blessings, go over there.
I mean, if you believe in God, I guess it's some pretty powerful shit. But if, for me, I'm like, this is just a lot of fucking thoughts that don't actually matter.
Dragna, he knew I was going through some shit. He says, what's going on with you? Why can't we just talk it out? I said, Dragna, we can't, man, because I'm angry. I don't know why this is happening to me. And as I said that, I knew why this was happening to me. It was God.
There it is.
It was God. It was God. Now, I don't know how y'all talk to God, but I talk to him different. I was like, hey, man, you sure you got the right dude?
This is pauses for a second, Aaron.
I said, who is this? I said,
this reaction, when he hits the powerful line of this, the guy in the audience, this is my favorite part of the special. This is the only thing that I laughed out loud at hard.
Wait, but on purpose, or like he's not trying to be funny?
No, he's not trying to be funny.
Okay.
It's not even his line. It's what the audience guy. It makes me so happy.
Okay.
Fox, who? Fox. Come on, G is Jay. Fox, Jamie Fox, the one down here, you know, putting smiles on people's faces. Who? I said, damn, you want my government name? Eric Bishop. Terrell, Texas, the one that beat the odds, the one that got the Oscars, the one that got the Grammys. Come on, G, it's Jay. Come on, man. And you know what he said? Oh, what's up, my nigga? You can tell by that phrase alone that God is not white. Because I wouldn't even let the Messiah
folks,
call me that.
God is white.
But that's how me and God talk. I said, damn, man.
If you're listening, if there is a God,
I'm going through this.
Said, he's white, just like Santa Claus.
Did Peter write down the wrong name? I mean, did you read it wrong? I'm just saying, you know, you've been at this for a while. Maybe you just read that shit wrong, my nigga. He said, no, this should be happening to you. I said, what? Why? I said, God, look at all these bad people. Look at all these bad people down here. Shouldn't these bad people be going through this? And you know what he said? Those bad people already belong to somebody else. They belong to
me. Yeah, wait, that's not it. It's coming.
Remember when you used to say your grace before you ate your food? You belong to me. Remember when you played the piano for the church? When's the last time you've been to church, my nigga? But I shot back. God, I get it. But the crime don't fit the punishment.
This is it.
The crime don't fit the punishment. I'm serious. This is too much on me. Look, I'm still down here. I'm still gregarious.
Yeah.
I'm making people laugh. I'm making them have fun. I said, but look what this is doing to my family, God. I said, look what it's doing to my kids. And you know what he said? You see what they did to my kid?
Dude, that's my favorite. You see what they did to my kid? Woo!
I gave you two beautiful daughters.
Back that up a second. That makes me laugh.
That was my. He said, with me, look, I'm still down here. I'm still gregarious. I'm making people laugh. I'm making them have fun. I said, but look what this is doing to my family, God. I said, look what it's doing to my kids. And you know what he said? You see what they did to my kid?
It was Ric Flair. Really, Ric Flair was in the audience.
I have a feeling that was somebody who at this point is just trying to have fun in the audience. If I was in this audience and I saw you could do this, I would just start these things.
Oh my God. I would have a fan. I'd be in blackface. I look like just like her. I put a fucking afro on.
Woo! You see what they did with my kid.
Man, why are you bringing up old shit? As soon as I said it, I got dizzy. I said, okay. G, come on, man. Come on, knock it off, bro. Come on, my nigga. I'm a kidder. Bro, I'm joking. Come on, man. Let me out this bitch. Come on, bro. I'm fucking around, bro. Okay, I didn't mean to say fucking. I'm fooling. Just let up off me. And finally, It came to me.
I mean, it's
about blessing.
It's a one-man show, right? And if they were to present it as a one-man show, and they were to say, this is like, and that's what it is,
and when I forgot,
I wouldn't even really have a problem with it. Because it's like, he's entertaining his audience. They're there.
Yeah, it's just, it's not for me. I mean,
wait,
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, back up,
bring it back. Sorry. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize it was going to be a crazy, dramatic fucking
situation. I didn't know right there either. But no, I agree. If it was like Jamie Foxx, like an evening with Jamie Foxx, like whatever, some kind of thing, like a one-man show, it's not. This is on Netflix stand-up special. It's nominated for something for stand-up special.
I saw Aaron Berg's one-man show years ago. So funny having Aaron Berg, who's like the filthiest comedian ever. Like, he has the moments where he just tries to be poignant at the end of all of it.
And that's when God said to me, look what he did to my kid. Right.
God blessed me with this talent. He blessed me with all this money and this fame. And when I forgot about God,
it's just such a psycho. Sorry. Good. Let this happen.
He blessed me with a stroke.
The problem is, like, he set it up. He's like, yo, I'm going to be deep. Trust me, everyone. It's just like,
yes.
There's something so cringy about that moment.
Exactly.
Where you're like, guys, I'm going to be, just so you know, I'm going to be fucking deep right now.
Do the crying. Yeah, this gets crazier. Ass,
right? I'm going to pee, guys.
I couldn't wipe my own ass. That's what really got me at one point. I went from Jamie motherfucking Fox to, okay, lean over. Okay, we're going to go in there. I said, damn, y'all got to go all the way? Damn, this is fucked up. I can't wipe my own booty ass. I lost everything, but the only thing I could hold on to was my sense of humor. I never let that go.
Pause
it. Couldn't necessarily.
So you can't let Lewis miss this. This.
I mean, that is a wild comment 40 minutes into this thing.
It is a wild comment where there's been zero humor. And Alex, am I correct? This is the impressions.
Hold on. 34. Yeah, we're about to get to impressions. He's going to do Denzel, Chappelle, Tyson, Jay-Z, and Trump.
Now, exactly the point of what you're saying there, Alex, is like, here's what's really frustrating about this. Or it's not even frustrating, actually. What I found very funny, and I know we've talked about this before on things like the way people get into impressions when they're about to do a cluster of impressions. It's like always the how they get it. For him to have like this be like, you know, like, so every time the nurses walk in, I'm somebody else. And it's like this is so.
They just sort of shoehorn the impression in.
It's how I do impressions.
Is that like if you arrest me to do an impression, I'm like, hey, I'm Christopher Walken.
Of course, you like, just say the person like, you are. Yeah,
there's no cleverness. Like I say the name of who I am, and I just say the thing that you're supposed to say as that person.
No, but I've said I've watched comics before. I think on Bonfire years ago, we also found the best people who lead into impressions. Like I remember being on the road one time with a guy who was like, you know, I had a dream last night that I was working at a Burger King and Homer Simpson was on fries and Mo, the bartender, was this. And, you know, Christopher Walken was the manager and two other impressions that I do worked outside. And it was like, it's always like that, these terrible things. This, he's trying to keep it so emotional and what this thing was and how he's getting through this time. But this is just as shitty and a lie of a intro for impressions as you've ever seen. Which
was Jamie Foxx ever like a good stand-up?
Yeah, he was much better. His first one he did where he's wearing the blue and black, he still had a high top fade, was pretty funny.
I remember I liked him on In Living Color, but I was just a little kid, so it's like, sure. You know, him doing the impression, the, you know, the chick with the big lips, and like that was just like being a little kid and just being entertained, you know. He's like obviously a talented, entertaining dude.
I remember really liking him on Def Comedy Jam, really thinking he was hilarious on In Living Color, and I liked the Jamie Foxx show briefly, but I was so young that it's like,
yeah, I never,
I don't know, when someone was on TV, you were like, yeah, that's the guy.
I believed in the
Tooth Fairy. I'll tell you who loves this. I'll tell you who's loving this right now. Doug Williams. Doug Williams is the guy, do you remember years ago that Jamie Foxx, essentially, I don't know where his career was going, but I mean, this guy, poor guy, is known only for that's the guy Jamie Foxx was fucking with on the Shaq roast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't even. That guy's not in any better replace. I'm sure he's also black and retarded. So he probably doesn't see the like craziness in this. I think probably most of
the black he's probably like, I had my problems with the guy, but he laid it down on that.
When you have every opportunity right here to be like, yo, what the fuck is this lunatic doing? You go, it's like, no, 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 no. You saw what they did to God, son. But this pulls
on black emotions.
Oh, yeah.
They can't fight it.
But this is the funniest like thing right here, because I said just like the intro. It's as cringe as any I had a dream and all these people worked there thing. It's like, I'm sitting there, and every time they come in, you know me, I got to be somebody else. And then he tries to get them all to latch on to this term. If I could stay funny, I could stay alive. Yeah.
Let's watch a little bit of it and then maybe skip ahead a little, Alex, because we got about a half an hour show left here, and I do want to get to the actual finish of the special. I think we're doing good on time for it. So
walk that good, I couldn't talk that good, but I didn't let go of my funny. I said, if I can stay funny, I can stay alive.
What if he dies right now?
Always cracking jokes to the point to where the nurses thought I was really losing my mind.
Really?
And I was never myself. Never myself. Because it's a wellness check. They ask you who you are. For 5 days, I was Denzel Washington.
No.
I was Denzel. All right. Okay. All right. So that's what you're telling me. Okay. All right. You got to wipe my ass. Huh? Okay. All right. Okay, okay, that's what you're telling me. I had a stroke. Okay, all right, you got to wipe my...
It's not even that good of a Denzel.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Pause it for a second.
I did a way better Denzel on the regs last week.
Pause it for a second. Jay, when you said this was the worst setup, and they are, of course, always notoriously bad setups for impressions, I didn't realize the setup was going to be, I did this impression once.
Oh,
he's just going, hey, this is what I did.
The
impressions.
Nurse walked in, the work nurse
Here's the impressions.
In, I would be Denzel. Yeah.
That's pretty great. Oh.
So you're telling me, okay, so that's what you're telling me, huh? You got to wipe my ass. Okay, I'm going to lean over. Okay, I'm going to lean over.
The problem is every black comic does the exact same Denzel from Training Day impression.
Only.
Yep.
It's just that's the impression at this point. It's just kind of become like, you roll your eyes. Like, I watch fucking a bunch of people specifically do this impression better.
Everybody does hoo-ah Al Pacino.
Yeah.
You'll be serving tapioca pudding in Pelican Bay when I'm done with you.
And everybody does Pulp Fiction and Christopher Walken. Yeah.
You had a stroke, sir. That stroke ain't got shit on me. If I can stay funny, I can stay alive.
You realize there they weren't biting yet.
Then for 3 days, I was Dave Chappelle. Damn, it's crazy. Can't believe it came in and said, Dave Chappelle says, you got to have a stroke. There's no way Dave Chappelle could have a stroke. I was incensed. Damn, no way, I'm strong. Said I gotta wipe my ass. No way, I'm strong. Wu-Tang, nigga, pow! If I can stay funny, I can stay alive.
Stay alive.
For 6 days, I was Mike Tyson. I'm heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Somebody told me I had a stroke. Stroke, I had a stroke. I don't think you're saying it right. It's a stoke. I can tell how I want to say it because I'm Mike Tyson, heavyweight boxing champion of the world. So I say stoke. You're not gonna wipe my ass. Nobody's going near my cooler. No, because I had a stoke. They said I had a stoke, and I got to fight. And I don't care who I fight. I fight Logan Paul. I fight Jake Paul. I fight RuPaul. I don't care who it is. Because I don't get
Ed Lover.
Is that Ed Lover?
I be stoking.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what I be doing. If I can stay funny.
Funny, I can stay alive.
I can stay alive.
Then for like 5 days, I was Jay-Z.
This is terrible.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He told me I had an ailment. I said impossible.
It sounds like Bobby Kelly's therapist. What's his name? Did everybody saw Alan?
Alan, yeah, left
with. Dave had an idea. No, he said, well, we'll do music. I said, great. Right,
do we want to maybe fast forward a little bit?
I mean,
how long does this go on for?
And then I met B. So they told me I had an ailment. I said, impossible. They said, he had a white man. I said, no. And then they said, I need a bedpan.
So he's going to do Trump next, which we don't really need. And then we have another very serious moment coming up. So.
Those were not good impressions.
No,
bad.
Aside from all the setup Chappelle, and everything Chappelle being bad,
touch and go.
Chappelle was okay.
Chappelle was
wasn't
good.
Even that good. It was all right.
His Cat Williams is really funny.
Soders is better.
And they told me, they said at one point, the first 15 days, they thought they were going to lose me because my vitals were out of control.
Yes. Yes.
They said, we're going to lose him.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
There we go.
Day Jay, that's pretty cool.
Keep him calm.
The vital lights?
And we've given him every medication that they could. It's not working. We have to keep him calm because his vitals are so high. We're going to lose him. Now, you know what the worst thing to have when you're trying to stay calm in a hospital room? Black family members. A.K.A.
I was going to say the same thing as a racist joke. I swear to God.
Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Not my
I was going to say be surrounded by black people.
Ooh, good God Almighty. Please save him, Jesus. My black family was going so crazy. My white doctor came and said, hey, we need to get these niggas out of here so he can stay alive. I'm joking. He didn't say that. Now, you know, if I was to say that, that's what TMZ would report after Jamie Foxx said his white doctor had to call him nigger in order to stay alive. That's not.
He ER'd it there, and I'm a little disappointed that Netflix wouldn't put the ER in.
He actually said, get these black motherfuckers out of here. No, I'm kidding. But it was real. My vitals were so bad, they were going to lose me.
If I woke up and I was surrounded by black people in the hospital, I would think that I was actually in hell.
That's when a miracle happened, and that miracle was working through my youngest daughter. She's 14.
4 foot 11.
I didn't toy want her to
made of pure love.
Like yeah, piss and vinegar.
But she snuck into my hospital room with her guitar, and she says, "I know what my daddy needs."
First of all, I don't believe she's good at guitar.
Well, she's not.
What's
Lewis.
Interesting is my daughter
she's
can
about
play her guitar all
2 years
the time.
Of lessons good.
And they said when
do we hear her play?
She was playing my vitals.
Relax, buddy. Just
the nurses at the nurse's station.
You're right, Jay. I just gotta let this happen as opposed to wondering out loud.
What did they give him? So they rush into the room and she said, my daughter used to carry that guitar when she was 10 years old. She would carry it everywhere. She carried it everywhere. I was like, you gonna carry a guitar? We going to Disneyland. She got that guitar. We going to a football game. She got that guitar. Everywhere we went, she had that guitar. But you know what I found out?
Diddy parties.
It was God in that guitar.
It's always God, guys.
Yeah.
God was in that guitar. As my spiritual defibrillator.
Oh no, no, no,
buddy. Pause it. I won't make you pause it again during this.
Oh, this, Jesus.
This is where I started going. When you see how it reacts here, this is where I start going. Netflix was actually pretty fucked up to air. Like, this is uncomfortable. A guy who's not doing okay.
And he's just the way he's crying and he sets her up and then she's got to be like, I'm not that good, but here it is.
When she starts playing, wait, yeah, go ahead, just play it.
She's tall. She's bigger than her dad.
Well, she didn't get her aunt's 4'11 jeans.
When you think about as you grow older, you wonder about those hard times. Who's going to be there? Who's actually going to be there?
Yeah, who will? Will you guys be there, guys? I have a stroke. Are you in the fucking...
Yeah, I'll come play guitar.
Play guitar for
I'll
me,
I'll send
Jay?
You one of those balloon things. Why, we got you,
watch,
bro.
Watch this. He starts unraveling.
A Oh my God, his vitals are collapsing.
I mean, she's not a bad girl. She's better at the guitar than I thought it was going to be.
I said she's like 2 years of lessons.
A little more than that. She's doing like hammer-ons and trills and shit.
Let him see your talent. Let him see. Shine, Annalise. Shine.
It looks like he has the afro right now.
This is uncomfortable.
Right?
Play, 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 play.
Yeah, you're just jealous of her nails.
Damn right. And her hair and her face and her dad.
You used to have hair like that.
Annalise, thank you so much for stepping up when all was lost. Oh, goodness.
I mean, you heard
me
because I always dreamed that we'd perform together on stage one day.
Completely planned line.
Of course.
He knew you were going to say it. He wrote it. Oh, that makes me angry. So,
we going to do something?
Yeah.
All right, we going to do something.
I see you can fast forward this, right? It's a boring song.
Yeah.
He sings?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Play the guitar. Want
to
blow the moment.
Yeah, this is an actual heartfelt moment. We're like, yeah, fuck this, move forward.
Yeah,
I don't like to feel.
I mean, you want to watch Jamie Foxx sing?
No,
go for
I genuinely don't.
I wrote down the words 1 minute of comedy worth watching, and I can't remember why, so I'm gonna take you to that moment. It's okay. It's around here ish
let's see what Alex thinks is worthwhile comedy.
Well, worth watching. Oh, yeah.
Alex, you staked your reputation on this next minute.
This is it. Let's we'll see it. Alex.
Okay, this is him hugging Halle Berry. Okay, he's talking about when Halle Berry gave him a hug.
Saw him afterwards, yeah.
From a hug, heartfelt sexual grip, I tried to push away. You know what she did? She kissed me on my neck. And nigga, I came. To my senses. You nasty motherfuckers. Y'all, man, I ain't finna come like that with Halle. And as she was hugging me, I said, oh my God, Halle, thank you so much.
Template of jokes so much.
Just please understand that. Everybody understand what I'm saying. You just so beautiful. That's all we want to say is, Halle, you're beautiful. So she let me go. She let me out of her clutches. I said, thank you, Jesus. But then I felt a rumbling.
In my pickle.
I feel something rumbling. I said, ooh, wee.
My pickle is a tickling.
So I rushed to the bathroom to see what was rumbling. And I pulled my pants down and I said, oh shit, somebody back. Somebody back. And then I asked him, I said, hey nigga, what got into you? You know what he said? Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. We back! We back!
Hey! I don't mind this part, Jay. I don't mind this part at all.
We back in Atlanta. Oh, hey. If I could stay funny, I could stay alive.
They got it finally,
Jay. Said I was a clone.
Oh, yeah.
You motherfuckers really thought I was a clone.
This is a...
Listen, I was having dinner at
five-minute
eatery in Vegas.
Sucking his own cock about his career.
Me, and she overheard the dude go...
Something you let other people do?
That's a clone, nigga. Nigga Diddy got that nigga. That's a clone. Uh-uh, that ain't Jamie Foxx. Look at that nigga, man. That ain't him. But I gotta
and then Mike Tyson came in. He said, you a clone. That's not how you say that. You a clone.
Look, he said, you can't clone this.
In the world to clone me. I brought you this.
You got an address that one time?
Hey, for real, though.
I rock your world. It's original. You can't clone this. You can't clone this. I brought you this.
What?
My name is Willie Beeman.
Beeman.
I keep the ladies creaming. And I'm a fast. Got them screaming. Think you can defeat me? You're dreaming. Unclonable. You can't clone me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I brought you this. Muhammad Ali is a prophet. How you gonna be God's son? As soon as you come out the garage, you'll be number two. You can't clone that.
Wait, does he think clone technology relies on the body of work of the person being cloned?
Does he also think there's such thing as work?
Does he think there's such thing as clone juice?
Look, niggas don't even know what that is. That's for my white fans. That's Rio. Goddamn, y'all, shit.
They didn't get it. That's hilarious.
I know, they didn't get it.
Man, y'all don't even know me, niggas. Black people, this nigga, what? Did he do a whistling Dixie movie, nigga? What the fuck is this nigga whistling for, nigga? It's Rio, man. Shit, come on, man. You know why you can't clone me? Because I brought you this. I'm curious. What makes you so curious? Unclonable.
What the fuck was that?
Django.
Oh. Great movie.
Yes.
Django. D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is Atlanta. You know why you can't clone this? Because I do this to you. She says she wants some Marvin Gaye. You can't clone this. She says she wants some Luther Vandross.
Isn't almost the point of technology is that you absolutely can clone that? Everything he did exactly, like to read, memorize lines.
So we can get freaky. But last but not least, she said she wanted me. Atlanta on your feet. You can't call me.
Okay.
She said she wants some. Hey, I made it. I'm back.
This isn't the end. If this was ending now, I'd go, you know what? Good out.
It's all just like glorious. I'm back.
When he sings, I kind of like it. He's very talented.
Dark skin friend. Got a dark skin friend.
You know what?
The levels of bravado and narcissism are just, to the white mind, are difficult to, like, it's just a, like, celebrate my greatness, and then he's crying about his own greatness. Like, it's very bizarre.
It's a great point that G-Mike makes. He looks like a clone who's trying to convince everyone that he's not a clone.
True.
Really does.
That's exactly what a clone would say. Clone, dude.
Like, there was such a thing that...
He's like Robin Williams to me too, in that sense. Like, his comedic thing for me was never really whatever got me, but I think he's great in dramas.
I got a woman, way over town, that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman, way over town, that's good to me. Oh yeah, she take my money when I'm in need.
He's entertaining his crowd.
Yeah, I mean, they are so happy. Yeah. This is the night of their lives.
Well, they probably feel like this has to be closing out soon. Like, oh my God, we have to go home.
Yeah. It does seem like the big outro. It doesn't seem like there could possibly be another 20 minutes of this somehow.
Well, you're probably wondering, doesn't he have to do something with that piano? Stand-up special, dude. He has to sing a bunch of songs. Genuinely.
Oh, shit. So does it just turn into a concert now?
I don't really remember exactly. I know he gets behind the piano and doesn't sing a funny song.
Why don't we turn the volume down a little bit? Why don't we do plugs during this piano?
Sure.
Seems like an appropriate time. Turn it down. Dave?
Oh, comicdavesmith.com. I'm 2025. I will be on the road, coming to a city near you. If you go to the website, there's dates up for Bozeman, Montana, Louisville, Fort Wayne, Key West, Boston, Rosemont, Chicago, San Diego, Appleton, Denver, Cleveland, Tacoma, Spokane, Tampa, and I think there's a few more that should be added to the website in the next few days. Partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast, and you can go check out my comedy specials on YouTube for free. That's all.
Lewis.
Come see me live on the road, guys. If you're watching this live tomorrow night, I'll be at the Creek and Cave, Austin. Sunday, we have an amazing Depraved lineup. Kurt Metzger, Duncan Trussell, Joe List, Kim Congdon. It's going to be a fucking crazy show. Come out to that as well. Brand new tour for 2025, the Bring Five Friends Tour. Just in January, I got Columbus, Ohio, Rosemont, Illinois, Guananoque, Ontario, Montreal, Ottawa, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida, and a lot more. I mean, all of these are up on my site. I'm going all over Canada. I'm going to Europe in March. Lots of fun stuff happening for this tour. And check out my new special that I'm going to be filming on July 12th. Robert Kelly is going to be directing it for me, which I'm so excited about. I'm taping it Side Splitters in Tampa, and those tickets are already on sale, so you can get them very early. And check out all my other pods, The Rags, Story Wars, The Lewis and Zach Show, and I do a bonus podcast every week just for subscribers to my email list. So if you guys go to lewisofskanks.com and subscribe for the email list, you'll get a bonus podcast in your inbox every Friday just for subscribers to that email list. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Thanks for subscribing.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. West Palm this weekend. Next weekend, some tickets left for the Thursday late show, I believe. And they just added a Sunday late show in Providence. Everything else in Providence is sold out. Wilbur Theater, still some tickets left for that on Saturday. So please come check that out. Cleveland, Ohio, first weekend of the new year. And then I'm all over the place, everybody. Peter North American Tour coming to a city near you.
Love it. Did you get a poster yet?
No, not yet. But
we got to source the poster. Folks, come on. The best poster wins. What do you give him, Jay? What do you have around your house that you can give?
Peter North American Tour around my house that I can give.
I say give away a prize from your actual home. You get one night with Christine.
One magical night with Christine. But you got to deal with all of it. The whole night.
You got to watch a funny movie with her. You got to get through her laugh.
Yeah. BigJComedy.com for a city near you. Check it out. Got some dates. I'm going to be doing some arenas with Shane Gillis this year, too, which will be a lot of fun. So
sickness.
Look for that. Crowdwork specials. We're looking like early February for this, but maybe sooner. Who knows? Look out for that coming soon.
Are you releasing them both at the same time or one at a time?
I think a month apart.
Sick.
But they'll be out like pretty quickly after each other. And then, yeah, of course, America's favorite new game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on Gas Digital.
Turn the volume up and see, like, is he still going? Obviously,
of course.
That's crazy.
All the time.
That's crazy. Alex, why don't you just go to the last, like, 5 minutes of the special? All right, it is. All right, sick. All right, love it. Guys, we timed this way better than I thought we were going to. That's how y'all got.
Atlanta saved his life.
I said, if I could get in front of them, they could bring me back. But I gotta say this. Even after you see this special, I know what's gonna happen on the internet. They still gonna say that I'm a clone. And even when I tried to prove to you that I wasn't a clone.
There's nobody saying you're a clone, really, dude.
I mean,
I'm convinced this guy's a clone.
I am perfectly convinced that he is a clone.
I'm certainly not a robot, if that's what you think.
It's such a weird thing. You go, even after this, people on the internet are going to say I'm a clone. Even though I told you I'm not a clone.
Like over 300 times really in the past hour, I said I am not a clone.
362 times I've said that I am not a clone.
How are you still missing the point? The point is that I'm not a clone.
Dude, if you said you weren't gay this many times in an hour, I'd be like, Dave is definitely sucking dicks. What is he trying to prove right now?
Well, you know what people are going to say as soon as they see my new special. This guy's sucking dick out there, probably just chugging on balls and fucking men.
Waving my hand. But what the internet say? That ain't no goddamn Jamie. That's a clone.
Jamie, stop saying it.
And then you saw me jump out of a black woman. I mean, jump out of a black. Hold on, wait a minute. I had a stroke, nigga. Hold on, wait a minute. Then they saw me jump out of a black car to save a black woman's purse. That's what I was supposed to say.
Why wouldn't they just edit it?
Say, that ain't no goddamn Jamie. That's a clone.
I guess because the music bed made editing really difficult.
Were this many people saying he's a clone?
And then you saw me with a white girl. That's Jamie.
They already got the punchline before he did?
Yep, of course.
You know that nigga love them white bitches.
Oh, so that's what the last song is, right? The last song is No More White Girls in Public.
You goddamn right he does. I know he be in them white bitches.
Is it an original song that he wrote specifically for this special?
Yes.
I don't mind it then. He won me over toward the end. Well, I just gave up on it being a comedy special and just watching a madman lose his mind on stage. And if you watch him through that lens, it's great.
Oh, yeah. You watch a guy unravel.
Yeah.
But sisters, I'm here to tell
they should have advertised that. They're like, do you want to watch an absolute lunatic unravel in front of a bunch of cheering black people?
No more white girls. No more white girls.
Now, Jay, now this, if it was opposite, would be pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No more black people.
Potato salad and raisins with black people.
I really did think it was. And I like potato salad and raisins, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but his punchline on this, though, is it makes up for it.
No more white girls. I've been cured, sisters. No more white girls in public. She says, I'm out, I'm leaving. This motherfucker playing with my feelings. But you know what? I want to thank y'all because y'all know I hold you down and you hold me down. So you know what it is. I love you.
We love you, Jamie.
I love you back. And here's the thing, for all those people out there that are still calling me a clone, even after we
oh my
see
God.
This special, I got one thing to say to you out there on the internet. I want to say this. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Wait. No. I don't want that to be the last thing I say. I don't want to be like, I want to say this for everybody that prayed for me, for everybody that said, we looking out for you, for everybody that stopped me on the street and says, we glad you made it. I want to change it up and say, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds like something a clone would say.
Oh, clones on the fritz.
Thank you, Atlanta.
I'll do this at the end of my shows this weekend.
Guys, we should all pick one thing from it, and we all have to do some one of the Jamie Foxism at our shows this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for the Legion of Skanks. Thank you for these big old titties.
Look, oh, it's the cool white boy. Oh, he left the white guy hanging.
Thank you for being a corny cracker.
Thank you for being a white boy doctor to save my life. Thank you, Atlanta, for being Atlanta. Your gold teeth and your high crime. And your bald bitches with the real hair.
And my half-white daughter playing guitar, sort of.
Thank you, Shirley Ryan. Piedmont made me whole. I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it was a real. It was really,
man.
It was terrible.
Just think, while all of that was happening, somewhere in a cell, the real Jamie Foxx had to watch it.
No, why does he keep telling everybody he's not a clone?
He's so obviously my clone. How do you not see through this?
How many times has this guy got to say he's not a clone before you realize he's a clone?
Oh, good that God. Fucking rules. That rules. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I gotta say, best comedy special I've seen in a long time. It got emotions out of me. I didn't know what was coming next. It was different.
If they would have advertised it as a movie, it was a movie. It was like a whole. They brought me through everything.
They'll never get me over. I'll never get.
All right,
over
I got to. You know we got to wrap, guys.
Look what they did to my kid. Woo. We love you guys, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for subscribing to Gas Digital. And we'll catch you next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.